Well, Steve, thoroughly deserved, I thought.
I thought we played very, very well, apart from the first maybe 20 minutes after that when they scored. I thought the reaction of them was terrific. I couldn't have asked for anything better. The chances we had was the one thing which I'm thinking is going to be one of them days. And thankfully, we've managed to do enough and score enough. But on another day, if we're being honest, it could have been four or five. I thought we were attacking play. I thought the two boys at the top end of the pitch all round, we were a threat all afternoon. And we've added that to the game over the last few months, which was obviously good to see.
Given the disappointments coming into the game that you had with your injuries, some players really stepped up to the plate for you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the key to it, of course, is we've got to go again on Tuesday and go again on Saturday. And that's the relentless, you know, I've just seen on Sky, I think they've got 50 games in December. 50 games across December for a period of month, which I'm sure 25 or 30 of them will be in the championship. So that's the way it is, what it is. And but you're right, I was delighted with the performance of a lot of the players today, put in good performances, because it's never easy coming here. But on a better day, we could have gone away with a big scoreline.
Adoma obviously get the headlines because he got the goals, but Keenan Davies did an awful job for you today. Brilliant.
Well, I mean, look, for any young player, I have to say the kid has had a meteoric rise to be now Aston Villa's centre forward, from coming from where he has through the youth team. All credit, I keep saying that, to the people who found him and to the work that's been put into him. He's got that great rawness which makes him a real handful as a player, and I think Lynch, who's an experienced player today, has come across him and thought, wow, I've just played against a very good player today. I thought him and Onoma were terrific together.
And the decision to leave Jedinak on the bench, I presume it was down to tiredness? And
well, same with Elmo. Yeah. Look, the one thing I've learnt is they've been all over Africa and all over Australia. Melia didn't land till 2 o'clock yesterday. Have you ever seen the stadium coming into the hotel? It was a no-brainer. You know, it's enough to just try and recover when you haven't got a game of football. So we're delighted the last 15, 20 minutes he's come on and make it rock solid. And he's got a big part to play.